Good afternoon, beloved. Thank you for joining for another time of praying for the nations. In the book of Lamentations, the prophet Jeremiah writes, "This I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he should bear the yoke in his youth." Beloved, that idea of calling to mind what God has said and therefore having hope is exactly what we are praying for the country of Vietnam today. So thank you for joining with us as we pray for this area that has known great persecution, brutality, and yet has a history that is in some ways absolutely charming, and yet in other ways is showing forth the need for resurrection life in Jesus Christ. So let's pray. Almighty God, we thank you that you have established your name to be praised among every tribe, tongue, and nation on the planet, and that you will bring about the end of your great purposes, which is that all your elect will be gathered together. We praise you, Savior of sinners, for the amazing conversion rate in the mountain tribal people of Vietnam over the last 40 years. We praise you for saving almost 400,000 individuals from Hmong over the last few decades. We ask that you would continue to equip the pastors, the leaders, and the theological institutions with a great depth and clarity, not only of truth as revealed in your scriptures, but also compassion, so that as people are brought out of the snares of the evil one, they would be liberated to love one another, and that the cultural differences between northern and southern Vietnam would become avenues for the united ecclesia to reorient around the exaltation of the triune God. Please, Lord God, establish the truth that is so clear in your scriptures, that your mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. And great is your faithfulness. Let this be the hope of the people of Vietnam this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord bless you, beloved.